It's Monday, November 6th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. At least 27 people have been killed inside a Texas church, including a 2-year-old child, after a gunman dressed in full combat gear opened fire during yesterday's morning service before cops shot him dead. 24 others are being treated for injuries. The shooter had not been identified by our deadline. The shooting happened at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, where only 50 people usually attend service, reports the Daily Mail. First Baptist Church pastor Frank Pomeroy said his 14-year-old daughter is among the dead. It's the deadliest church shooting in American history. Last month, the president of Nepal signed an anti-conversion bill into law to take effect in August of 2018. Similar to India, radical Hindu nationalists are attempting to slow the rapid spread of Christianity in Nepal. Christians are concerned that any religious activity they do in public could become illegal. William Stark of International Christian Concern told The Worldview about how Nepali Christians are persecuted.
Persecution in Nepal definitely exists. Most of it is perpetrated in response to a conversion, whether it be from family members or from a community. Often Christianity is associated with kind of being part of the low caste, an untouchable. And often what will happen is families will threaten or pressure Christian converts to come back to Hinduism. They'll also engage in, attacks every once in a while on pastors who are spreading the message. Beatings will happen, imprisonments happen every once in a while.
Stark shared how Christ has only continued to grow his church in Nepal.
Christianity, though, despite, the persecution that they're actually facing, is growing at an incredible rate in Nepal. I think in just the past decade, the size of the Christian population has actually tripled, and all of that is due to religious conversion.
Psalm 22, 27 through 28 declares, "All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations." Russian operatives created a popular Facebook page to target conservative Christians with patriotic Jesus-filled memes which reached 126 million users to stir dissension among Americans during the 2016 presidential election, reports Christianity Today. Army of Jesus was among 470 Facebook pages created by the Internet Research Agency in St. Petersburg, Russia. One post from the fake Christian account depicted a standoff between a glowing figure of Jesus Christ and Hillary Clinton dressed as the devil, which had over 217,000 likes. That's more Facebook likes than most established politically conservative evangelical media outlets, such as World or Charisma magazine. In the new book, The Last Republicans, former President George H.W. Bush confessed that he voted for Hillary Clinton and does not like President Donald Trump, calling him a quote-unquote blowhard, reports Fox News. President Donald Trump was rather candid with WMAL host Larry O'Connor on Thursday.
"But, the saddest thing is that because I'm the President of the United States, I am not supposed to be involved with the Justice Department. Why aren't they going after Hillary Clinton with her emails and with the dossier and the kind of money? I don't know. Is it possible that they paid $12.4 million?
After the interview, Trump tweeted, quote, "Donna Brazile just stated the DNC rigged the system to illegally steal the primary from Bernie Sanders, bought and paid for by Crooked H. This is real collusion and dishonesty, major violation of campaign finance laws and money laundering. Where is our Justice Department?" End quote. Former Democratic National Committee head Donna Brazile writes in her new book entitled Hacks that she seriously contemplated replacing Hillary Clinton as the party's 2016 presidential nominee with then-Vice President Joe Biden in the aftermath of Clinton's fainting spell on September 11th, in part because Clinton's campaign was, quote-unquote, anemic and had taken on, quote, the odor of failure, end quote, reports the Washington Post. Brazil thought that Hillary's campaign was so lacking in passion for the candidate that its New York headquarters felt like a sterile hospital ward where, quote, someone had died, end quote. U.S. Senator Rand Paul's neighbor, Renee Boucher, a 59-year-old anesthesiologist, came onto his property and tackled him from behind, forcing him to the ground and causing pain. According to Boucher's arrest warrant, Paul had injuries to his face and had trouble breathing due to a rib injury, reports the Bowling Green Daily News. A politically liberal psychoanalyst whose research led to traditional conclusions got the cold shoulder from mainstream media when she released her book entitled Being There, Why Prioritizing Motherhood in the First 3 Years Matters. Erica Commissar told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "I could not get on NPR. I was rejected wholesale, particularly in New York, by the liberal press," end quote. Asserting that, quote, "mothers are biologically necessary for babies," end quote. Commissar said, quote, "Every time a mother comforts a baby in distress, she's actually regulating that baby's emotions from the outside in. After 3 years, the baby internalizes that ability to regulate their emotions, but not until then," end quote. Commissar believes that her voice has been silenced because it could make some women feel guilty or reinforce traditional gender roles. Titus 2:4-5 speaks directly. "Then the older women can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be keepers of the home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God." Papa John's Pizza is reevaluating its NFL sponsorship after football players continued to kneel during the national anthem, causing a dramatic drop in viewers disgusted by their lack of patriotism, reports Business Insider. And finally, an elderly couple is melting hearts across the internet after it was revealed that the man is learning how to do his wife's makeup before she becomes blind, reports DisabledGo.com. A photo posted on Twitter, which we have linked in our transcript, explains how Jean and Brian regularly go into a department store so that Brian can learn to apply her makeup. The story has struck a chord with many people, with the tweet having received nearly 72,000 retweets and over 220,000 likes. 1 Peter 3:7 says, "Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner, and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers." And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.